Well, you know what I think about Todd McKenney? He is our best-loved and most talented song and dance man, and we most probably won't see his like again. This versatility is extraordinary. It's a career that has spanned three decades. He started when he was six. And to celebrate, he's got a brand-new show in which he pays tribute, this is a lovely story, this, to the artists who've helped shape his life. So there's Peter Allen, Barry Manilow, Bette Midler, Prince. And the show's called, appropriately, What a Life. Now, it opens on Thursday, July 7 at the Glen Street Theatre at Belrose. And Todd's there again on the 8th and 9th at 7, 8 and 9. Then the Dapto Leagues Club on Friday the 15th. Anyway, this is on the website, but I'll just tell you this now. Cube at Campbelltown. Beautiful spot. On the 16th, the Bankstown Sports Club. That's most probably the best sports club in the world, I'll tell you. The Bankstown Sports Club. They've got everything. Go out there, have dinner first, and then go and see Todd. That's on the 22nd. And then the magnificent Rooty Hill RSL on the 23rd. And there are also shows in December, but I'll tell you about them closer up. And he's right here. Good morning. You've left the greyhounds behind.
I have left the greyhounds on my bed. I was walking my two greyhounds down the street the other day, and this dear old guy over the road said, I'll have five bob each way, Todd. Mind you, my greyhounds are old now. You wouldn't want to get your money back on that.
They've got arthritic knees like you.
Yeah, they have. No, you know what? Seriously, though, my girl who's 12 and a half, her name's Chrissy, she's just become incontinent. So, I mean, it's going to happen to all of us, Alan, isn't it, if it hasn't already happened. But it's
Ross,
just,
why did we have this bloke on?
You always...
Ross, whose idea was it to bring this
I invited myself.
He invited himself.
Do you know what, though? You just said in the intro I started when I was six. I actually did. Do you know the first time I went on stage? This is what I'm going to talk about. So in my other shows, I've always been a character, like, you know, Peter Allen and all of that. And I'll be doing a bit of Peter Allen in this show. But I thought in this show I would tell people where I came from, you know, my starting in a dancing school in Perth and funny stories that go along with it. But when I was six, I went on stage for the first time. And I was in lime green knickerbockers. My mum put me in. She was the dance teacher. And I was the only boy in amongst 30 girls. And so I had to walk down the front of the stage with a little six-year-old girl in each arm, put her in her place, and then go back up and get the next two until the 30 was done. It was great during rehearsals, but no one told me or warned me that when you go into the theatre, there'll be a whole stack of people looking at me. I didn't have that concept.
No.
And I wet my pants.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether you've seen lime green knickerbockers, but they go dark green pretty quickly. And you know what? But I do remember the audience just laughed and laughed and laughed each time I'd come down with this new set with this dark green patch. And so I'm going to try and see if I can do it in this show.
Oh. I'll tell
Actually,
you
I'm doing
that,
it right now.
Well, I'll tell an interesting story about Todd McKenney, because the boy from Oz is... They have never, ever premiered an Australian show in Australia, ever. Never done it. And there was an amazing nervousness about launching this thing in Sydney. So I got a call from...
From Ben Gannon.
Ben Gannon.
Our producer.
And he introduced himself to me, poor Ben, and he's now no longer with us. And he said, could he come and see me? So I said, oh, what's this about, you know? So not to give me the leading role, I might add. But he came in and
the
he
boy
said,
that was.
Now, look, we're very nervous. We've put the money up here. This has never happened, da-da-da-da. And we've got this unknown... young unknown fellow from WA. Now, you've got a very big audience. I'm just wondering, could you host the launch and then would you be able to sort of do an interview? Because if we don't get people to know who this fella is, we're going to be in trouble. I said, who's the fella? I said, his name's Todd McKenney. And no one here. Isn't that extraordinary,
yeah,
considering where you've
so
gone?
So you launched me.
So, yeah, but where you've gone, yeah, since then.
Oh,
you came from WA.
I did. Do you know what? When I was growing up, I just wanted to be the best dancer in Perth.
Yes.
That was. I just wanted to turn more than people,
yes,
jump higher than people, and just be noticed.
But you won a stack of titles for your dancing.
Oh, I did. But that, I didn't sort of care so much. I just wanted to be the best dancer in Perth. And then when I came over east, as we call it, from the west, I then just wanted to be the best dancer in Sydney. And I just never expected to have the career that I've had.
No.
I've always...
And when they chose you for that, what did you think?
Well,
daunting.
How brave. Like,
yeah, brave.
How
quite.
Brave to go an unknown in, yeah, a lead role who carries the show,
yeah,
to play a great Australian that
Absolutely.
Australia's love.
And I mean, almost out Peter Allen's Peter Allen.
Time is a traveller. Tenterfield satellite, turn your head. Ride again, Jackaroo, think I see kangaroo up ahead.
And your mum's been a great influence in your life, and she took you to that concert. How old were you in Perth at 14?
I was 14. I went and saw Peter Allen.
Yeah, and you thought, well, I want to do what Peter Allen does.
Well, do you know what? I actually do remember sitting there going, yeah. I'd love to know what that felt like, to stand in front of that band with that audience loving you. I remember thinking that. Like, that must feel
great. So dreams
great.
Do come true.
Well, mine certainly did. Yeah, mine certainly
that
did.
That is just a beautiful story. Yeah. And then, so that changed your life, eh? The Boy from Oz. How many shows did you do?
Well, in the first season of it, I did 976 in a row. And then we did another 200 later. So I've done it about 1,000 times. But you know what? I never got sick of it. I mean, some shows you do get sick of.
But the family were very supportive too, weren't they?
Yeah, their family were very, very supportive. His mum packed up some of his Peter Allen sequin shirts to give me to take to the auditioning because she really wanted me to play the role. So
people will hear a lot of that Peter Allen stuff in the show. Barry Manilow. I remember seeing Barry Manilow at Las Vegas. A lovely, lovely person, Barry Manilow.
Yeah, well, when I spoke to Peter, I met Peter Allen quite a few times. One of the things he made a joke of, because people keep calling him Barry Manilow, because Barry Manilow wrote Copacabana.
Yes.
Pete wrote Rio, and they kept getting confused. Yes. So Peter Allen was furious.
Dear me, and I mean, the career has morphed from that into, you know, hit movies, and now you've got this Dancing with the Stars. You're still doing that on Channel 7?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I'm on hold. I don't know what that means. I'm on hold. But I think I've been on hold for 12 years with that show.
Isn't he wonderful? This is The Voice. Can sing, can dance, can do anything.
When my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio de Janeiro, Mio Mio. I go wider than I have to do the samba and la bamba.
See, I'm listening to that now, as you are, but it's not a matter of singing the song. There's phrasey. You are Peter Allen there.
Well, that was
research.
And it's
the phraseology of it, isn't
it? Yeah, it's the phrasing. Peter Allen had really interesting phrasing. He actually says that he learned his phrasing from listening to, of all people, Fred Astaire. And Fred Astaire is not known as he sings, certainly, but Peter Allen said his phrasing was really interesting, and he studied that. So, yeah. But yeah, I sound like a chipmunk there, I think.
No, wonderful. Todd McKinney. Now, the new show is called What a Life. Opens on July 7 in the Glen Street Theatre at Belrose, then on 8 and 9. We'll give you all the details. You just go to, for ticket information, you just contact the venues. But the Dapto Leagues Club on the 15th, Cube at Campbelltown on the 16th. This is July, not far away. Bankstown Sports Club, beautiful spot. As I said, get dinner out there. You'll love it on the 22nd. And don't get lost. And the Rooty Hill RSL on the 23rd. There we are. We'll see you at one of those, I'm sure. I'll be making all the noise in the audience.
Thank you. It's the songs and stories of my life.
Yeah,
I'll see you there.
Lovely fellow. There
I might even mention you in
Todd
the show.
In derogatory
terms. Only on the night that you're not there.
In derogatory terms. Todd McKinney, and it's simply called What a Life, and it's not over by a long shot.